Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Janet Jackson, we love Janet. Love her. Had her on a bunch of times. And she's always been great to us. She's actually been really honest in interviews that we've done with her. Mm-hmm. Man, she gives it up. She does. So we had Janet Jackson scheduled to talk to after the show yesterday, and we did start to talk to her. And things get awkward, man, in the middle of this interview because her publicist interrupts right in the middle of the interview when it was really starting to get interesting.
Did you guys leave that in there?
No, we took it out.
Oh.
We started asking her about, because did the publicist say immediately, like, no personal questions to Janet Jackson?
No, they said no. The specific request was, actually, I could read it. The specific request.
It's about Michael. Like, not to ask about his death,
which
right?
we've done already. I mean, we spent 20 minutes talking to Janet Jackson months ago about how she's handling the death of her brother, and she was cool with it, and we were cool with it, but why would we ever do it again? We've already been there with her, so it wasn't
sure
even going to come up.
Stupid radio stations
right,
would have done
right.
it.
Well,
sure, and
that.
They want to make sure that everybody's respectful about that, because and you can understand that. We wouldn't have crossed that line.
The it just said there's a – one of her publicists sent a long email saying about – the song and the movie and all this other stuff. And then it said, no questions should be asked in regard to her brother's passing or the Jackson family.
Mm.
Now, you'll hear the question that causes the problem in here is a question about her going on tour with her brothers.
And that's where it all starts right there.
Which is her family.
And I think the publicist freaked out because that sounded like a family question. But in the conversations I had with them yesterday, I tried to explain if the rumor was that she was going to go on tour with Coldplay.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't confirmed, we would have asked the same question. That wasn't a family question. That wasn't a Michael Jackson question. That wasn't a crazy
joke. I probably started freaking out thinking we were going to lead into something else.
Maybe. But, I mean, that's when the interview started to get interesting, because if you scratch at Janet's surface, there's still a little girl that feels inferior to her older brothers. And it was just starting to get interesting.
Right.
And the publicist comes in and shuts it down and says, well, you guys start talking about the movie. And I normally don't get thrown, but yesterday, I don't know if I just didn't get sleep and I'm on these painkillers and I didn't stick up for us. And I feel like I sort of failed us yesterday, because I should have said, look, we know how to do interviews. Mm-hmm. We've talked to Janet before. We'll get to the movie in a second, which is how we've handled it before. But yesterday I just choked.
Well, I think the unique thing of what happened yesterday, we've certainly had publicists that tried to nix certain, you know, questions we started asking, but she interrupted Janet's answer.
Yeah.
She interrupted Janet while she was talking.
Right.
So I think that was kind of probably what threw everybody's like, wait a second, you know, like if Janet was going to say something, you
so
know?
It's going to get weird in here. You'll hear an edit. You won't actually hear the publicist. Maybe we'll put the whole real unedited version up online. But you'll hear a weird edit because it's not even entertaining. She was just rude, really.
Yeah. I can't stand rude celebrity publicists. And I think that they feel like they earn their stripes by being more rude to the media. Like, they almost earn credit with each other by how mean they are.
Because
I've run into them in Los Angeles the last couple of trips I've been out there, and they, like, get off on being rude. It's really, really frustrating. Like, I'm developing, like, a real pure form of hatred for them.
The more I think about it, the more we should have just kept it in so you guys could get sort of an insight on what happens. But we'll put it up online that way. But as the client, as Janet, if I'm Janet, when I get off the phone with us, I'm like, there's got to be a better way to handle that.
Well, publicists are good.
Yeah.
It's good cop, bad cop, because the celebrity is telling the publicist, you've got to be the bad cop for me so that I don't have to look, you know, I don't have to look rude by refusing to answer a question.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the nature of the good cop, bad cop. But like Jen said, there's a way to be a bad cop and be effective instead of just being, you know, offensive.
And she was just offensive. So she does have a new movie out this weekend, Why Did I Get Married 2, that she's in. But you're not going to hear us talk much about it during this interview. Janet Jackson?
Hello?
How are you, Janet Jackson?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing really good. We love talking to you.
Well, thank you. That's very sweet. I enjoy talking to you, too.
Been a couple months, but yeah, what's been going on? You got a lot of stuff going on, actually.
Mm-hmm. Film, book, theme song for the movie, nothing.
If people really knew what Janet Jackson's life was, would they say, oh my god, it's so exciting, or oh my god, it's so boring?
I don't think it's not boring for me. It might be boring for them, but I'm always on the move, always doing something. So the minute I have a few days to just take a breather, I seize the moment.
And when you have those brief times where you just take a breather, what do?
If I can get away, I do. I love the ocean. That's my thing. I love humidity, heat, warm weather.
Mm-hmm.
I love the beach. And if I can't, it's about being with my friends, being with my family, playing games. I love reading. I love watching, going to the movies or watching black and white films, old films.
You know, you brought up the family, and every day it seems like there's a different rumor about what's going on with the tour here. Is there going to be a Jackson reunion tour? Are you involved with it? Are you not involved with it? Every day there's a different rumor.
No one's asked me about being involved with a reunion tour, so that I know nothing of.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had a different answer, but that's all that I can really say. I haven't discussed. None of my brothers have discussed with me about doing a reunion tour.
Would you be open to doing a tour?
I'd have to really give it a great deal of thought. I think they should for sure do a reunion tour. For sure, them.
Uh huh.
I think people have been dying to see them for a very, very long time, and really miss their energy on stage, and I think it would be great.
Now, I heard very distinctly there, almost bolded and underlined and italicized, them. They should do a reunion tour. Why would you be reluctant to jump on that?
Because it's not really being that reluctant. I just think people want to see them,
mm-hmm.
and not necessarily their little sister tagging along with them. Who knows? But I when I think about the Jacksons, I want to see them perform. I don't think about wanting to see me perform with them. But that's me as a fan.
Let's talk about the movie.
Why Did I Get Married Too? It's about four couples that have been friends since college, and they go on an annual vacation, and they revisit the question, why did I get married? So it brings up a lot of things. They're shot in the Bahamas, then the Bahamas vacationing, and it's paradise, and then a lot of drama happens while they're in paradise, and it's about forgiveness, about trust, about communication, about healing, about not healing. It's very funny at times, and then it gets very dramatic at times.
Now, Janet, I saw the first movie, and I thought it was fantastic, and do you find, because your character is she a psychologist? Is that her profession? Because I wondered if now in your private life, if people come to you for relationship advice, because they seem to be doing that in the movie.
It was that way before the movie. That's one of the things that I connected with the character, Patricia, because some of my friends call me their therapist, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And this was before the film. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, I've been married twice and divorced twice. Why do you want me to be your therapist? I'm still trying to figure this out for myself. But they do. And obviously, I guess I'm giving okay advice. And I know I'm a wonderful listener, because that I can do. But they keep coming back. So I'm always helping people with their issues. And I used to, like Patricia, not deal with my own. My own would come about. So that's where I related to her, in those two areas.
After doing these two movies, and like you said, getting married and divorced twice, are you open to marriage ever again in your personal life?
You know, if it's God's plan for me, and that's really not a cop-out, then it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way that I see that. That's the way that I see having a family.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in my cards, it's going to happen.
And you did the lead song for the soundtrack also. You and Jermaine worked on this together, right?
Yes, we wrote it together. We produced it together. It's called Nothing. And it was really inspired from the characters in the movie. That was the true inspiration for it. And it's available on iTunes. And I'm really happy, because people have been listening to this song and really, really taken to it. They've really been enjoying it, and really responses. So I'm glad they're liking it.
You know, we're here in Atlanta, so we have to ask. I think everybody is sort of like fascinated with the relationship with you and Jermaine, because you guys have both been such adults about it. And I think when people go through the same kind of things you guys have gone through, you usually go separate ways. But you guys have formed this beautiful relationship, and it seems to be seamless.
We never stop loving one another. I adore him. He is such a good man, and has such a wonderful heart. And I'm so thankful that he's allowing me to still be in his life, and that we're such good friends. We speak every single day. I adore Jermaine. And I will hope that he will always allow me to be in his life.
Well, good luck with the song and good luck with the movie. And I know from an outsider's perspective, I would love to see you part of that tour. So,
yeah. Yes. You wouldn't be just a little sister.
Yeah, right. You're not just a little sister. You may not know this. You're Janet Jackson.
I'm not just little sister tagging along.
No, you are Janet Jackson.
You are Janet.
All right, Janet, thanks a lot for the time.
Thank you.
Right, bye-bye.
This is The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, guys, so tell us all about it, man.
Yeah, I know.
This was an awesome week. I'm gonna go. Weather perfect. You got great storylines going on at the Masters also.
Yeah, it was an incredible experience. I got to go with my dad, and Jeff brought a good buddy of his, and the four of us just had such a great time. It's even more beautiful than everyone describes it. I mean, Augusta National is the most pristine, most well-manicured, just the most beautiful, exclusive golf course in the country. And it was really, I mean, it was amazing to go with my dad because he is a lifelong golfer, a humongous golf fan. You know, we played father-daughter tournaments growing up, all that kind of stuff. So to be able to experience with him the whole thing was just incredible, because I felt like at first, like, I was the one who put together the plans for the weekend. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of in charge. Friday night, we went out to dinner. I was kind of in charge, like, getting us there, all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden, when we walked into the gates of Augusta National, he took over and was like, okay, I want to show you this hole. We're going to walk down number one. And he's gotten to play it one time before, you know, by the grace of God, he was able to do that. And so he remembers every single shot he ever made on that course. Mm-hmm. So it was like he was in charge and he was the ringleader, showing me all around, was like, okay, off the first tee, here's when I hit it. Then I chipped it in. Then I putt for par. And then on the second hole, I did this. And it was funny. It was like I got to see the course where, you know, and he was getting to share his stories of the whole thing. And, you know, he's just so well educated on the bios of, like, every golfer on, you know, that was competing. So so it wasn't about Tiger Woods for us at all. I mean, it was about, like, the guy, you know, who, you know, teed off in the third set, you know, in the third group. And, you know, my dad knew he went to Clemson. And then there was, like, another kid, you know, later on, he's like, oh, yeah, well, I liked him until I found out he went to University of Florida. Now I don't root for him anymore. You know, I mean, he just, like, knew so much about every single golfer that was competing in the tournament. So it was amazing. You know, we had, what are we, at 11 o'clock, had pimento cheese sandwiches and a beer.
Which cost you all 75 cents total, right?
Yeah, we got in there early. We didn't pay attention to when the pairing started, so we got there at like 10:30 in the morning, but nobody golfed. Nobody was teeing off until 12 or 1. So we had the beer, and we had the pimento cheese sandwich, and we had, you know, the Masters-branded potato chips.
You got to remember, if you've never been there, that everything costs like a quarter or
really?
50 cents. They don't need to make money down there. So everything, I think it's still the same
it's
way,
like,
right?
It's like $1 for a pimento cheese.
Yeah, every sandwich was $1.50. Sodas were $1. Beers were $3.
Stop it.
Beers
chips were,
like,
$1.
If you got, like, the light beer, it was $2.50.
Okay.
I mean, it's not, it's cheaper than going to a Braves game.
Yeah.
Well, they don't really need your money.
It's rich there. They don't need,
And so we did that, and then when we got onto the golf course, Jen and her dad went one way and followed the first couple golfers teeing off so she could get the tutorial on what Eddie did on every hole. Mm-hmm. And then my buddy George and I, we walked the whole course 18 back to 1. So we walked against the crowd, which was really cool because we were down at Amen Corner when nobody was there, you know, because they, you know, nobody had golfed through yet and people are following the golfers. I'm 90% sure that we walked past Jack Nicklaus. I have to Google him, but it was one of those things where I'm like, I think that was Jack Nicklaus, and George looks and goes, I think it was too, and then we pass him again, George, that wasn't him.
He was by himself?
No, he was with like four other people, and he was walking, and I swear it was him.
Mm-hmm.
So,
could have been.
Yeah.
Can't take a picture.
No. Right. Yeah.
Can't break out your cell phone
no
and
cell
take
phones
a picture. You're not
allowed.
Allowed to. Yeah.
No camera. I mean, they will kick you out of that place. We didn't even bring him. We left him outside the gates. Mm-hmm. I mean, did not even. Yeah, you don't want to mess with the rules there. You don't want to mess with the etiquette there.
I mean, don't,
Why don't they allow pictures?
It disturbs the golfers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a distraction.
Oh, okay.
If you ever watch a golf tournament, you'll notice on TV that you don't even hear the sounds of clicks until after the shot.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's definitely, you don't want to mess up the rules at all, for sure.
And they make it very clear in the literature that you read that the Masters experience, like the fans are an afterthought. Everything is an afterthought. The experience is about the golfers. Like the golfers are considered the guests. Like they said, our player guests, and that's how they're referred to with all the literature. So it's 100% about the golfers who are there, and it's very pure. So there is no, like, it's comfortable to go there as a visitor, but the purpose of the tournament is to create the purest golf experience as possible for the best golf players in the world.
Yeah, this is not like the Masters and Augusta, they make up their own rules. This isn't a PGA event. Right. This is the Masters. It's their own set of rules, and they don't care. They don't care, man. So everything is different, a little different at this tournament.
One thing I learned over the weekend that so totally surprised me, because you know, if you become a member of Augusta National, you're only like tapped to be a member. You're sent an envelope in the mail that has no return address, and it just has your name and address on it. And it's basically an invitation for you to become a member. And it's very exclusive. You can't apply to do it. You can't pay to do it. I mean, some of the richest and most famous people in the world are not members. You have to be selected to become one. And all the members wear green jackets. Well, what I learned over the weekend is they work at the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Every member of Augusta is working for the entire weekend. So all the members are wearing their green jackets and they're working the whole time. Each one of them has a different job, you know, in charge of the gallery or in charge of this or that or the other thing. But I was fascinated by that. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's really cool. But it goes along with what Jeff was saying, was that the golfers, the pro golfers, are the guests. So all of the members work.
Mm-hmm.
To take care of the guests.
To take care of him. Well, I just think it's so cool.
They're not spreading pimento cheese on bread. Like,
no.
They're taking care of the golfers. So we did get to meet and hang out with one of the members, and it was exactly his name was Vera Southern, and he was from Augusta, and he was exactly as you expect a member to be, and
so gracious and kind and wonderful.
And we sat with him for a little while, and that was exactly what you would expect. And then at like 2 o'clock, we reconvened after going in our separate directions, and we had some lunch, and then actually followed golfers, and we were, we watched Mickelson play through, we watched Fred Couples play through, we watched Tiger play through, and then we were walking back.
And Tom Watson's a huge fan favorite, because you know, he's 60,
sure. Yeah, of course.
He's a 6-year-old golfer, but he's on this tour, so every hole he walks up to, the whole crowd goes nuts cheering for him.
And
he's
did really
well,
too,
So, We watched, that was all through Amen Corner. We watched all those guys play through, and then we were walking back to...
And I couldn't remember the numbers. Is Amen Corner 10, 11, 12?
11, 12, 13.
11, 12, 13. Okay.
So we were walking back toward the clubhouse, and we were just going to kind of, I think we were thinking about maybe one more beer and then leaving. And we happened upon, I think it was...
15, 16.
Was it 15, 16?
Mm-hmm.
It was the green of 15 and the tee box of 16, where we watched Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
We watched him putt in, and then we watched him drive.
Were you close? Because it looked like there were so many people.
4 feet away from him.
4 feet away.
Jen could have stuck her hand out and touched Tiger.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was that close. And we didn't really plan on that happening.
Mm-hmm.
We just
cool.
stumbled upon, you know, like what Jeff was saying, between the putting green and the tee, between these two holes, they're really close together. So we just happened upon this place, like underneath a tree, where we could see really well. And I don't know why there weren't more people there, but we ended up in the perfect spot, and we got to watch, what, 3 sets of golfers come through? Like, 3 sets of golfers come through, and when we were standing there watching the other ones come, I was like, Tiger's next. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
We're going to stand right here.
And
but sure enough, he did. He walked right by me, and I was, like, staring at him. I was like, I don't get it. I just don't get it, how you got all these women.
Well, he's
I mean,
Tiger
outside
Woods.
Of the, yeah.
Again, he doesn't really stand
but
the test.
He doesn't stand the bar test.
Doesn't stand the bar test.
If Tiger not Woods
walks into a bar and he's not Tiger Woods, no. All these women throw themselves on
no.
him. Probably not.
Definitely not. Mm-hmm.
I was actually hoping for him to shank it or, you know, jack up his follow through or something so I could hear. Because I've decided that I'm going to adopt the Tiger Woods method of self-discipline. Like, when I do something I'm not happy with, Like, let's say I just can't get this sentence out. In the background, you'll hear, Jeff Dollar, you suck! Because he calls himself out by name. Mm-hmm. And then he comments on, Jeff Dollar, you speak for a living! Just say it!
My new theory on him over the weekend and after hearing him following the Masters and talking about golf and all that kind of stuff is he is just a machine.
Mm-hmm.
He is a golf robot. Machine. Mm-hmm. He is a robot. I don't think that he has emotion. I don't think that he's ever known emotion. I really don't think that he's capable of emotion like other human beings is. I think he has been born and bred a golf machine, and that's I really think that that's his capacity.
How were the crowds around him that you guys saw? Were they like extremely supportive?
Yes.
Were you surprised by
yes.
how loud they were?
Extremely supportive, and after each shot, I mean, they were calling him out by name like Tiger.
Yeah.
You know, people standing up when he would come to the hole.
Now, I've seen him play before.
But not overly excessive, because the Masters will kick you out if you're mm-hmm. overly excessive anyone.
And he had extra security with him also.
No.
He just walked with a caddy.
On the fourth day? Yep. Really? Wow.
We didn't see anybody.
Because on the very first day, they hired 8 security guys to be around him as well.
I didn't see any.
As I understand it, that was a practice round.
Mm.
That they hired that security and the tournament wouldn't allow it. Like, really? You're allowed a caddy, and they gave him a local, like, sheriff's dude. One thing we did find out on the way down from one of the guys who went with us that who kind of knew, because I said, hey, do you think we're going to see some planes fly over?
And with those banners.
You know, mm-hmm. the banners, the Tiger ones. And we were kind of laughing about that. And my buddy George said, that's not going to happen. And I said, well, why not? Because, you know, the FAA can't close that airspace. And because I had read that you can only close the airspace if there's like the head of state. So if the president or vice president or Queen of England or somebody shows up, and I could see Augusta National calling like Joe Biden going, hey,
yeah.
come on down here.
Yeah.
Because if he's on property, right. then they can shut the airspace. So I made that joke on the way down, and George said, no, I'll tell you exactly what they did. After the second flight, the FAA inspectors, now I don't know who makes the phone call to get Federal Aviation Administration inspectors in that place, but that plane landed.
Billy Payne.
Billy yeah. Payne. But they landed that plane, and they said, hey, we got to give you a quick inspection. Pull into the hangar. And they pulled the plane in the hangar, and they went over it. They spent like 4 hours going over it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and told they couldn't do any more flying on that day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, they gave him his ticket and said, here's what's wrong with your plane.
There's a number of mechanical issues wrong with your plane, sir.
Okay.
We'll be happy to send you back up in the air if you get all of these lists taken care of.
Oh, no kidding.
And they go, but you know what? We're not going to be in on Saturday, and God, we don't work on Sunday either.
Really?
We'll see you Monday.
First thing.
Back out. First thing Monday, we'll reinspect it, and then you're welcome to go back up
no
in the air.
No kidding. Marked. Really?
Isn't that brilliant?
Yeah. Brilliant plan.
Did we find out if that story was fact or not later on?
No, it is. It's fact.
It's out in the
yeah,
paper today.
It's out. The plane owner claims that the only problem they found was a worn-out tag on a seat belt.
No kidding.
That's
but
from
they
the plane owner, but the FAA says there was a number of mechanical issues, and we found out what the other two banners supposedly were going to read. One of them was going to say, you knew, Stevie, you knew, which is a reference to Tiger's caddy, Steve Williams, who claims he had no idea the Tiger was being unfaithful.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one was Tiger dash dash still on for the foursome question mark. And then dash dash Jesse James.
Oh, damn.
So those were going to be the other banners that never did get up in the air.
I would say check out all of their pictures of Augusta up online, but there are none.
That's what there are.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
All right, so she's finally in front of us. It's a real story. None of us in here believed it for the first couple of days because it was so out. I mean, it was jaw-dropping.
Mm-hmm.
So, Not So Psycho Sue, in studio with us. How are you?
Good.
Are you doing better? I was just saying to these guys off the air that after all you've been through, I would just be exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Just from the drama and the emotional roller coaster of it all, I would just be totally spent. Are you just tired?
Yeah. Well, it's been going on for so long that I kind of gotten used to it.
So,
this
you've just gotten
years.
Used to living inside of the drama?
Yeah.
Wow. Very, very Stockholm syndrome of you.
Yeah. Have you heard from him over the last couple of days or anything?
Well, he's not allowed to contact me.
He's
so
not.
Is that
I've gotten one email, but it was kind of X-rated that I can't talk about.
From him?
Yeah.
You mean just a whole bunch of curse words? Her friend here,
yes.
Libby, is with us also. Hi.
Hi.
And in a lot, I don't think that mic's going to work. In a lot of cases, I think sometimes the friend actually gets angrier than the people that are in on the whole situation because she's on the sidelines sort of looking in.
Mm-hmm.
And your friend here, when she walked in, she said, I told her from day one this guy wasn't
right.
any good.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan
no.
at all.
From day no one, you knew it?
Well, at first I was kind of supportive because she was happy and I was happy she was happy, but I got kind of old pretty quick.
Yeah.
So,
like, were there problems like right from the start with this dude?
Yeah.
I'm looking at Libby.
Yeah. You want real answers? Go to Libby. So right from the start there were problems.
Very dramatic.
Yeah. Major. Yeah.
Like,
major problem.
What was an early problem that you remember where you thought maybe I should say something?
Lying constantly. He would just lie a lot.
Over things he didn't need
like
to lie
random
about?
Pointless lies?
Yeah, it started off with pointless lies.
Do you think he's a compulsive liar?
Yeah.
But also, you should know, Libby didn't know us when we first started dating. We became like really good friends about 6 months into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we broke up for a minute, well, for a little while, like I told you. Like Libby was friends with me then, and then I got back with him. So she saw the bad part. I mean, it was all bad.
I saw the breakup, like mm-hmm. the end of the breakup and dealing with that and then the getting back together part and then all of it after.
The drama afterwards.
Yes.
So how long after you broke up with Tool did he meet Fiji?
Well, they dated before
okay.
me. They dated like before I even got to school.
Okay.
And then they broke up and then we met through people. And
so you were you the rebound right after her?
About 4 months after her, yeah.
4 months after, okay.
But I think they were still hooking up and stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a rebound situation.
Yeah.
So he was still with her the whole time, just didn't tell you about it.
Yeah. Well, like, the first time we dated, they really were broken up. Because me and her, like, would see each other at the bar and, you know, words would be said between us in the bathroom and stuff. And
nasty words.
Yeah, because she didn't like me and... I mean, he would tell me bad things about her and then tell her bad things about me. And then I broke up with him when I moved back up here. And that's when Libby and I became friends. And then I got back with him about 3 months later after I broke up with him.
Okay. Now, for those of you that have no idea what we're talking about because you were out on spring break, there's just no way for us to recap everything again. We did mm-hmm. it at 7:30, so you're going to have to go online to find out exactly where we are.
Right.
But the last time we talked to you, you were leaving for the weekend. And you still didn't have your puppy back because dude comes over to your house and his name is on the paper. So the police allow him to take your dog that you've had for a year and a half and you were trying to get him back. Did you get the dog back?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Puppy's home. Good.
How'd that happen?
My brother actually got him and like went over to his house and then he got the dog, and then I don't know like what happened because I was gone. But then yesterday when I got home, the dog was at my
house.
That's the
old fashioned way, right there, Melissa. You were talking about.
That's what I was talking about. I appreciate the legal system. I do. But just sometimes let the redneck way sometimes works, which is just get your family, your friends involved,
get your
and
big brother.
Just
yeah.
you know, mm-hmm. get it done quick.
So now you get back from your weekend at the beach. There's one email for you, and I'm assuming he's just chewing you out. He's just nasty.
Well, I don't know if I can talk. He sent me and Lindsay, or the bride.
I think, because it's on Twitter and everything, everybody pretty much knows the name now, but go ahead.
Okay, he sent us an email, and he was like, this is what did he say? He's like, I've done better or something, and it was like a porn picture of a guy.
Of a guy?
Of, like, I don't
so,
know how
so
to
So you hooked
explain.
Up with a hot dude? It's like, hey, you know what? I'm going to teach these women.
It was a very dirty picture of something being done.
To a guy.
To a guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
By
okay.
a woman?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And but it wasn't him in the picture?
No.
Okay.
I don't think
Look
so.
Look at even Libby's like, no.
No, he probably, like, copied it off Google Images or something. That's kind of how pathetic he is.
I don't understand what the point was he was trying to make.
I don't.
Because he was getting something. He was implying that he had already
There's
gotten
other
something
women.
From a girl
yeah.
better than what they could provide.
Okay.
Trying to get a reaction out of him.
Bert.
Sorry. God.
What he was doing.
Don't ever do that ever again. That hand gesture you just did, I don't ever want to see that again. So was there any text with it besides
just like, look what happened or something like that. I don't remember.
So he was trying to play off like that was him. Yeah. And some other woman was.
And then the bride, she emailed me first. She's like, oh my gosh, did you get that? And she was really upset. And then I sent it to Libby and Libby was like, that's not him. And she was like, that's off Google. And I was just like, oh.
So he sends it to both of you and neither one of you respond back to him?
I didn't. I don't know if
Fiji did.
Yeah.
That's what we've been calling her.
Yeah.
She's due back into town today?
No, she's back in town, but she's a teacher. So she has, you have to go to school on the first day back from break or something.
Sure.
I don't know.
Okay. And have you talked to her since she's been back?
Yeah, we've talked.
And how's she holding up?
She, I think it's worse now that she's back. Mm. Just because, you know, she has to move everything out of the house they were supposed to be in together when they got back and stuff. So I think it's
Is he trying to get back together with her, you think?
He is trying to get back with her. Well, now he's not trying to be with either of us. He says he has a new person, but
yeah,
he
found a new porn site on the internet. That he gives pictures off of.
He still tells like both of us that he wants to be with us. Well, not me anymore, but her. He'll be like, I want to be with you still. I don't want to be with her.
Yeah, I read some emails last week that pretty much said the same thing. One was to her that said, when you get back from Fiji, I want to go to counseling. And then he sent an email to us saying that he wanted to go to counseling with you. So, what a tool.
Yeah.
So you're past all this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Libby, is she past all this?
I hope so.
What if she calls you, Libby? She calls you in like a week and she's like, he's calling me again and we're going to go meet for lunch.
No. It won't happen.
You'll throw yourself in the hood of her car.
Yes. Exactly.
Well, at some point you have to say to your friend, I can't be friends with you anymore if you keep engaging in this relationship.
It's just not fair for her.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And it's not fair for me just to sit around and watch it happen
And it's
either.
So much clearer when you're the friend standing by watching your friend go through it than it is when you are the person who's in love or who has feelings and emotions all mixed up in it. But from the friend, from the outside looking in, especially if you're in a healthy relationship, are you?
Yes.
Too much of a pause.
Hold on.
No.
It's very healthy. We're very happy. We've been there for a little over 2 years.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess and comparatively, anything is healthy.
I know. Especially if you're with somebody who's treating you well and treating you right, and you see your friend getting treated this way, you're like, hello, it doesn't have to be this way. Mm-hmm. You know?
They're all good people.
Does he treat you? Does he treat you well, Libby?
Yes, he does very well, actually.
Jeff's looking for a spin-off story.
He's looking for a Melrose Place off his 90210.
Well, there was. You're in a good relationship.
Beat pause.
Yeah. I mean, he's a boy, I'm a girl. We like each other.
Well, thank you for coming in, you guys, and tying it all up with
you. I'm glad you got the dog back.
Yes. That is the most important part.
Oh, my God. What if your ex calls Libby?
I doubt he will.
There were more people, I think, concerned over the weekend about the dog than anything else.
Yeah.
So we're glad you got the dog back.
Yeah.
And thanks for sharing the story with us. It's
unbelievable. Welcome.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, so Melissa, let's get to your psychic reading here, because this Natalie has really proven to be dead on here lately.
Yeah, she initially was Jeff's psychic. He got through Kim Zolciak, right? And she also, and Kim got her through Charlie Sheen's ex-wife.
Denise Richards.
And so so a lot of celebrities use her. And then Jeff, last year we all found psychics, and all of ours kind of blew, except for Jeff, Natalie Tomlinson. And so she had predicted some things about Jeff that he even forgot about, like, you know, some things that he at the time didn't realize were
going to
happen.
Going to Los Angeles.
Happen,
I didn't we all forgot about it. And when I was in L.A., a caller called up and said, hey, remember that psychic? Mm-hmm. She said Jeff would be going. So that was the thing that freaked me out.
She got more accurate with time.
Mm-hmm. And so we all are doing psychic readings with Natalie. I did mine a couple months ago. And so the way I'm looking at it, the way I look at any psychic is I want to believe, but I'm also a skeptic. So I'm kind of in the middle of the road. Like, I'm not going to completely judge it, but then you also have to think about, you know, the blanket statements that somebody may say and that you're just kind of fitting something into. Mm-hmm. But there are a couple things that she said in here that were like, well, now, come on. That's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just go ahead and play the conversation, and then I'll stop Bert whenever I have a place to explain what she said.
Okay.
I'm waiting for something new and exciting to happen for you, and you are waiting for this, right? It will, because it's like I've just got this hanging feeling, like, is this it, you know? But something will change quite dramatically in your life. Somebody you know, a male figure around you,
Hello.
Is keeping secrets from you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I don't know who this is, but it's a...
That's a crappy thing to do to somebody.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. Hey, how can I turn her against 50% of the population?
Now you're looking at everybody all like, liar.
Really? So again, the first two, these are blanket statements that, you know, leaving it up to me to, you know, put something in there. So I have no real comments about
nothing
either one
yet.
Of those.
Nothing
in those.
Male figure, close to you, they're keeping secrets from you.
Whoa.
There's an old saying, everything comes out in the wash.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very true.
Okay.
You're attending a function, and you'll be wearing a very sexy dress. You will. You might have to dig
There's
one out here.
Blanket.
But it's a gala dinner. It's an evening dinner. And you look hot. You look really hot.
Thanks.
And you're turning a lot of heads.
Just start hitting on me here. So.
You will have your own show one day.
Oh.
If you didn't know that, you're going to have it.
Okay.
But more than that, you will have your own business attached to this. I feel like you're going to have your own corporation, your own company. Not sure what yet, because it's not been decided, but it will definitely happen. I feel like you're going to have your own empire.
Ooh. Empire.
Later on,
you
will start something up.
So
you've achieved certain goals, Melissa, and you've done very well, but you still have so many more to do, and you will do them. Because you're going to get help from the other side.
So those are So those are all blanket statements that I really don't have any plans on or have any comments on. But there were three things that she did say in that reading that were pretty poignant. And the first one had to do with the state of Florida.
Now, I have a link with coming up for you with Florida.
Okay.
But I don't know if you're going to be going there or there's something connected with Florida shortly, which will be nice. And... they're also mentioning, I'm awaiting to hear about a property. So, I don't know if they're meaning one way or the other, you know. But all I know is I'm waiting to hear about a property.
Okay.
So this was done right before Bert's big adventure. Now, again, I'm in Georgia, so it may be, because she knows that where we are.
Uh-huh.
And so it could be a case, of course, you're easily going to go to Florida. But I've been to Florida three times in the past 2 months since that reading. We went for Bert's Big Adventure, and then I went to the Daytona 500.
That's right.
And actually, I'm going to Florida, rather. The third time is I'm going to Florida in 2 weeks for a wedding. So, I mean, she said Florida.
That's pretty good.
She's very vague. She's like psychic maybe. Like, maybe you don't have psychic vibes, because your original psychic was...
Yeah, maybe this, maybe that. And again, she spoke in very general terms. But this next one was very specific.
I have a name of Emily. If you don't know the person already, this name is going to be linked to you. And it might be a person that you see for a day. It could be somebody longer than that. But I've got that name coming up around you very shortly.
So one of my best friend's name is Emily, and she was about to have surgery. And so she's my friend that just recently had surgery. It had been homebound for the past 6 weeks. So I've been helping take care of her at her home.
Okay.
So Emily, that was specific, and that's something that did happen.
When she gets these right, does it lend credibility to the stuff that you don't know what she's talking about
yet? I don't know. Like, I don't know whether, I mean, again, with the psychic, who knows? I mean, if they splay a bunch of stuff out and it's almost like, you know, we've been talking about golf all day. The one good golf swing you have on the course keeps you going out there, even though for 17 holes you suck. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't know if it does or not. But this last one is another one that, you know, did, you know, was close to my heart.
I have a father figure in spirit world, whether this is a father or a grandfather. There's a male figure around you.
Now, again, it could be a blanket statement that could apply to so many people, but of course my father has passed away, mm-hmm. and so mm-hmm. that's the point that I, you know, fit into that. So.
Did she get into more specifics about that person?
That was it.
I think she's actually bringing up Earl Woods, and I think it's Tiger's dad is coming to you saying, defend my honor.
So nothing really as impactful for you as it was for Jen.
Yeah, it's just mostly
Wendy.
Just kind of, you know, general, and, you know, Emily was probably the one thing that was pretty...
That's spot on right there.
That there's really no explanation
yeah.
for.
You I'm going to have to go back and listen to mine, and we'll play it Monday or Tuesday, because I know as the reading was going on, I sort of felt like Melissa does right now, like, there's nothing here that's striking at my heart. There's right. nothing emotional about it. The predictions that she was making didn't really connect with me or anything,
right.
and sort of the things that she was saying that was going on in my life right now were sort of vague. Like, I didn't really connect, but maybe when I go back and listen to it and edit it for Monday mm-hmm. or Tuesday, mm-hmm. some things will come up.
Right.
But I want the Jen reaction. I want to be crying on the radio, man. That's what I'm looking for right there.
Here, Bert Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.